Loving greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loving greetings.
Okay, 在爱里面向弟兄姊妹来问安。
My heart is full of thanksgiving and gratitude towards the Lord.
对主，我心里面充满了感谢和赞美。
After a long time, me and my wife, we are here in your midst.
在中国这么长一段时间，我和我的姊妹又回到了你们中间。
And as we were going through the worship time, one impression upon my heart, Lord, pressed upon, is so clear.
在经过上午的敬拜之后，主在我心里的印象是非常的清楚。
And that you, dear brothers and sisters, you are growing steadily in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你们在主里的成长是稳定的成长。
The Lord is doing a deep work in each and every one of you.
主在你们里面做一个非常深的工作。
And it was totally reflected as you open your mouth and worship the Lord.
当你们张开嘴赞美神的时候，就完全显明出来。
So we thank the Lord that the Lord is preparing indeed His bride.
是的，主在预备他的心腹。
And His provision is ample, and His provision will never fail.
他的供应是丰富的，他的供应也不会失败。
Before we may go to the Word of God, shall we look to the Lord?
在我们传讲他话语之前，我们再次仰望神。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for loving us with everlasting love.
主，为了你向着我们永远不改变的爱，向你献上感谢。
Eternal love and unearnable love.
永世的爱，不改变的爱。
And Lord, we thank you for renewing your mercies towards us this day also.
在你的怜悯里面，今天来眷顾我们。
We pray thee that thou mayest speak to us directly, individually.
求你向我们讲话。
Also, thou mayest speak to us as a family.
向我们每一个人讲话，向我们的家庭讲话。
And more so, thou mayest speak to us as a fellowship.
或向我们的这个聚会来讲话。
Help us in speaking, in translation, and in hearing.
帮助我们讲的、翻的和听的。
Lord, meet us where we are and take us where you want us to be.
在我们所在的地方来遇见我们，带我们到你要我们去的地方。
Be thou greatly glorified in our midst.
愿你在我们中间来荣耀你。
With much thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
带着感谢来奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. The burden I have in my heart is regarding the gospel preaching.
今天我的负担是传福音。
And as we were singing the song, it is not the Lord's desire, and that is why this hymn is in our hymn book.
这是在我们唱诗歌的，这是主的心愿，这是为什么这首诗歌在诗歌本里。
That we may go empty-handed to meet, to greet our Lord.
这样我们不至于空手来见我们的主。
It is the Lord's desire that we may have many souls in our hands, and then we may go to meet Him.
这是主的心愿，在我们的手里面能够有很多得救的灵魂一同来见主。
To put emphasis on what I'm telling, I will tell you a make-believe story.
我为了强调我所讲的，我来向你们讲一个故事。
After laying down His life on the cross of Calvary, our Lord was buried, and then He was resurrected. And then he was ascending.
当主在加略山的十字架上死之后，他被埋葬，然后他又复活，最后又升天。Lord
Jesus, after accomplishing his ministry on this earth, he was going to his Father.
当主在地上完成了他的职事以后，他就升天见他的父。And
many angels came to usher him in the presence of the Heavenly Father.
很多的天使来迎接他，来面见天父。And
one angel came close to the Lord and started asking a question.
当一个天使来接近主的时候，他就问一个问题。Lord,
the good work which you have started on the earth, in whose hands you have entrusted it?
主，你在地上所完成的善功，你交给谁了呢？
And Lord is telling You see, Peter is there, James is there, and some other disciples are there.
主就回答说，你看有雅各，有彼得，还有其他的使徒。
And another angel came close to the Lord and said, Lord, but if they fail?
有一个天使就问主说，如果他们失败了呢？
And the Lord says, if they fail, I have no one else.
主就说，如果他们失败了，那我就没有别人了。
And we can apply this story to ourselves also.
我们也可以把这个故事应用到我们自己的身上。
If we fail in this great commission Lord has given unto us, He has no one else.
如果在这个主所给我们的大使命上我们失败了，主就没有别人。
If the Lord Jesus wants to reach out to someone, He needs my hand and your hand.
如果主需要来顾到某一个人，他需要我的手，需要我的脚。
If the Lord wants to go in some place, He needs my feet and your feet.
如果他需要到什么地方去，他需要我的脚，需要你的脚。
And this great commission Lord has given us, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel. No one is exempt from this.
这个大使命就是你到天下去传福音，没有人从这个使命里面被免除。
Lord has asked us love one another.
主要我们彼此相爱。
The same importance we can give to this command Lord has given us in the Great Commission.
这是跟大使命有同样重要的命令。
Would like to draw your attention to one or two scripture portions.
我们一同来看几处圣经。
Would you please turn with me to Habakkuk, book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, and we'll read verse 2.
我们一同来看哈巴谷书第二章第二节。
Take your time and find this book.
我们一起来翻到哈巴谷书第二章第二节。
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2.
哈巴谷书二章二节。
And then we read, And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain upon the tablets, that he may run that readeth it.
他对我说，将这末事明明地写在板上，使读的人容易读。或做随跑随读。
When the Lord gives vision to anyone, especially in the Old Testament, we see time and time again, Lord has given vision to the prophets.
当主给某个人异象的时候，尤其是在旧约的里面，我们看到主给很多先知有异象。
And these prophets, the mouthpiece of the Lord, will declare it to the people of God.
所以这些先知就把神的话向他的百姓传说。
Here Habakkuk hears from the Lord very plain and clear that write this vision in a manner that the one who may read cannot sit around, cannot remain in their comfort zone, but may start running with it.
这里面哈巴谷达到这个意象的时候就说要把这个末世写下来，使读的人不可能再坐下来坐着读，而是要赶快站起来就要跑，带着意象跑。
When the vision is given, it is to accomplish a great mission, great plan and a purpose Lord has in his heart for his people and for his kingdom.
当这个人拿到意象的时候，这个目的是为了要完成这个大使命，完成神的旨意。
And so whenever vision is mentioned, we must become alert and attentive.
当谈到异象的时候，我们一定要警醒，我们要注意。
And especially as we turn into the New Testament, we can understand this very clearly.
尤其是当我们看到新约的时候，我们就会更加的清楚明白。
Saul of Tarsus was the enemy of God and God's purpose and God's people. He was an enemy of God's plans, His purposes, and His people.
大树的扫罗，他是神的旨意的和神的百姓的敌人。
And Lord Jesus, in His foreknowledge, knew the plans He had for this Saul of Tarsus.
但是在神的先见里面，他知道他对这个大树的扫罗的旨意。
He wanted to transform his life in a manner that he may become a radical follower of Lord Jesus.
他要把这个大树的扫罗改变成一个跟随主的人。
And Lord knew very well, no man can change him, no man can convert him.
但是主也清楚地知道，没有人可以改变他。
He was so much against everything that Lord had to do.
他是这样子的反对主所要做的事情。
And so Lord Himself appeared unto him.
所以主自己向他显现。
All of us, we know this story, so we won't spend much time on it.
每个人都知道这个故事，所以我们不再详细的讲。
Great light shined upon Saul of Tarsus as he was on his way to go to Damascus.
在去大马色的路上，一个大光向他显现。
And this light was so bright, brighter than the new day sun, that he was stricken by this bright light.
所以这个光是如此的大，比正午的月日光还要亮。
And he was knocked down from the animal he was riding upon.
他就被击倒。
And he fell on the ground and was blinded and could not eat for 3 days.
他就眼睛失明，三天不能够吃喝。
That was such a direct encounter Saul of Tarsus had with Lord Jesus, even risen Lord Jesus.
这是主这是大叔的扫罗跟主之间的一个直接的相遇。
Here, Lord has shown me a few years back to see our Lord Jesus as the greatest evangelist of all times.
几年前主向我启示他是最大的一个布道家。
Yeah, he evangelized, he gave the gospel, he called Saul of Tarsus, and he changed his name to Paul.
他就把大叔的扫罗变成了保罗。
Greatest apostle who did great deeds, great works for the glory, honor, and praise of our Lord Jesus.
为了主的荣耀和美名，成为最大的使保罗成为了一个布道家。
And we know he was driven by the vision given by the Lord Jesus.
他被主所给他的意象所驱使。
His entire life was revolving around this vision.
他整个的生命都围绕着这个意象而生活。
Wherever he went, he spoke. Whenever he wrote, he was bragging about, glorying about this vision given by the Lord himself.
不管他去哪里，他写什么，他都在写到这个意象。
Even as he was standing before King Agrippa, he said, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to this heavenly vision.
甚至在亚基帕王面前，他都说，亚基帕王，我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And then he tells in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7, would you please turn with me? 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
我们一同来看哥林多后书第四章第四节。
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my race. I have kept the faith.
那当跑的那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。第四章第七节。
Paul had a strong grip on this vision, and he ran with this vision for his lifetime. And he says, "I have finished my race."
他保罗抓住紧紧抓住了这个意象，他最后说到这个仗我已经打过了。
And he tells that I have toiled more than all these apostles, but it was not I, but the grace which was with me.
他说我比所有的使徒更加的辛苦，但是不是我，这是主的恩与我同在。
Why Paul was so much passionate about the gospel?
为什么保罗为了这个福音有这么大的激情呢？
First of all, he saw Lord himself, whom he was persecuting, telling him,very upfront and straightforwardly, it is hard for you to kick against the goats.
因为他遇见了那个他所逼迫的主，主亲口对他说，你用脚踢刺是难的。
Many, many transformation comes in people's life when they are opposing the Lord. They are harassing God's people. Like Brother Buxing, he torn the Bible and all this kind of hatred he had towards the Lord and towards Lord's people. Lord is a wonderful Lord who saves this kind of people.
主是非常奇妙的主，他救那些非常强烈的抵挡福音的人，甚至把圣经都撕掉了的人。
That when they are transformed, when their lives are transformed, they can just go and run after the Lord.
当他们的生命改变以后，他们就开始在后面紧紧地来跟随主。
We sing this song, and it tells The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back.
我们唱那首诗歌，十字架在前面，世界在后面，没有回头的路。
And Paul could see that gospel, the good news, can transform or change one's life. That is the real power of God.
他就保罗看到说，这个福音能够真正的改变一个人的生命，这是神的大能。
Turn with me to Romans chapter 1 verse 16, please.
我们一同来看罗马书第一章第六节。
Epistle of Paul to Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
罗马书一章六节。
And there we read, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth.
是十六节，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
He understood, Paul understood very well, if I want to experience the power of God, I must.Love the gospel.
保罗知道说，如果我想要知道神的大能，我必须要来爱这个福音。
And he tells, I cannot remain ashamed of this gospel because it's the power of God.
他说，我不能够以福音为耻，因为这是神的大能。
These days we see many, many people, believers, they are ashamed of the gospel. They are not ready to give the good news to their neighbors, their co-workers, their friends and family members.
我们今天看到很多人以神的福音为耻，他们没有预备好要把福音给周围的邻居或者同事，甚至家人。
And even we know that Lord Jesus started telling as he started his earthly ministry.
当我甚至我们看到主在他地上开始他的执事的时候，他也是这样子。
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 4 verse 16 or verse 17.
我们来看到马太福音第四章。
And that we read, Lord is telling, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
主在那里说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So, at the outset of his ministry, Lord Jesus started telling, Repent. He was preaching the good news, and it starts with repentance.
主在一开始指示的时候，他就开始说，天国近了，这是一个好消息，但是是从悔改开始。
Each and every one of us, we are called to preach the gospel of repentance.
每一个人都是被蒙召要传这个悔改的福音。
We should never preach the prosperity gospel.
我们不应当传那个兴盛的福音，那个
Prosperity. Yeah. There's a great deception in this kind of gospel preaching.
在那样子一个使人发财的福音里面有一个欺骗的消息。
But we must remain faithful in preaching the gospel of repentance.
我们必须要在传悔改的福音上忠心。
And then the Lord Jesus, because he knew the utmost importance of preaching the gospel, He gives this great commission to his disciples.
主知道传福音的重要，他就把这个大使命给了他的门徒。
Turn with me to Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
我们来翻到马可福音第十六章。
Gospel according to Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
马可福音十六章十五节。
And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
他又对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。”
Our Lord does not give just this commission, but He says, "Lo, I am with you till the end."
主不是说只是把这个大使命给他们，而是跟他们讲说：“看，我要与你们。”
Lord tells, "All power is given unto me, and I am giving you the same power, equipping you with the same power." In the gospel, now you go and preach the gospel.
主说天上地上一切的权柄都给了我，我也把这个权柄给你们，你们去把福音传到地极。
And one more thing from Paul's mouth we want to listen or read.
我们再来读保罗所说的话。
Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16.
我们来翻到哥林多前书第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16. And there we hear Paul telling, Yea, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel.
保罗在这里说，若不传福音，我便有祸了。
As you know, me and my wife were away for 2 years in sequence in 2021 and 2022 away from U.S.
你知道我和我的姊妹离开美国 已经有两年的时间，2020年和2021年。In 2021年，we remained for 7 months in India. 在2021年的时候，我们在印度待了七个月。
And last year in 2022, we remained more than 9 months away from U.S. We spent time in Nepal and in India.
在2022年的时候，我们离开了美国有九个月的时间，在印度和尼泊尔待了九个月。
And all glory and honor and praise to the Lord. Lord, open up a door, open up doors for us in a way that we could speak and encourage and build up the believers in hundreds and hundreds of big groups.
真是把荣耀赞美归给神，主给我们开了很多的门，使我们可以跟很多很多的信徒来讲，来鼓励他们，来传。
Never dreamt about, never imagined in our wildest dream.
在我们真的是做梦也想不到有这样子的事情。
But we heard a few years back that I'm opening up a grand door for both of you.
几年前我曾听主向我说，我为你们开了一个敞开的门。
And all those things what Lord was speaking to me and my wife, as if He has started fulfilling in us and then through us.
所有主向我们所说的话，主都成全了。
And so humbly, I would like to just say a few things about our trip that we may encourage you, dear brothers and sisters.
所以我想向你们来分享我所经历的事情，来鼓励你们。
In Nepal, we spent 4.5 months.
在尼泊尔，我们待了4个半月的时间。
And during these 4.5 months, I must have given 65 messages, small and big messages.
我给了差不多65个信息，大大小小的。
Most of the Lord's Day 3 messages, table message, worship message, table message, and the main message, in all the assemblies.
在那个聚会里面，在主日里面，我要给三堂信息，在禀杯的信息，在后面的信息。
But the Lord put in our heart great burden about the importance of gospel preaching.
主在我心里面有个非常重的负担，就是要传福音。We
have constantly, continuously have felt the tug on our heart and this burden laid upon our heart by the Lord Jesus, and that is about gospel preaching.
主在我心里面有这个不停的催促，就是要传福音。So
we proclaim the message I just gave you some outline about.
所以我就在讲，我把这个大纲给你们，就是我讲，就一直在传讲福音。
Last week I spoke in HCA, and there I have spent a lot of time on this topic. You can listen to that.
上个主日我在新南区讲到的信息，你们可以去听。
Lord told us very clearly, since 32 years, Lord has a burden of our hearts to preach the gospel individually, one-to-one, to families, and to groups, even in open-air preaching.
所以主在我心里有非常清楚的这个带领，就是要一对一的传福音，也要在聚会里面传福音，甚至在大街上传福音。
But since last year, Lord has put in our heart, it is very good, you are doing a good work, and there are some good fruits out of your preaching, gospel preaching ministry. But how about equipping the saints, preparing the church with the same burden that they may also go out and win souls?
主对我说，你所做的事情非常的好，也有结出了果子。 是不是可以来装备弟兄姊妹，使弟兄姊妹们也可以出去传福音？
So in Nepal, maybe 1 dozen people translated for me from English to Nepalese.
所以在尼泊尔的时候，差不多有12个弟兄姊妹来为我翻译，使我可以翻译成当地的语言。
We flew in the country. We went by car on the bumpy mountain roads.
我们或者飞过去，坐飞机飞过去，或者是开着车在那个非常不平的山路上。
Once we had to reach at one point another city, The flight was only 35 minutes flight, but flight got cancelled, and we must reach there, and right away, my wife says, let us take the car, private car, and reach there. It took 7.5 hours on those bumpy road, and finally at 11 p.m. at night, we reached there.
有一次我们要去一个地方坐飞机只需要35分钟但是飞机最后取消了我们就最后我的姊妹说我们开车过去花了7个小时的时间我们才到那里
And in that city, you might have heard just 3 weeks back, there was a plane crash in Nepal, the city called Pokhara. We went to that city.
也许你们听见几个星期以前在尼泊尔有一个地方那里有个飞机失事我们去的就是那个地方
And we had 11 days ministry in that city and surrounding big, big, big area, hundreds of miles area.
我们在那个地方是被山所包围，我们在那里有11天的服事。
At one location, some 10 churches gathered and the leaders, and we had 3 days special meetings in their midst.
在那里面我有3天的特别的聚会，有11个聚会的会所，聚会的。
A tremendous burden was upon us. We have to take the morning watch meeting, the family meeting, then the 3 messages, and in the evening, one more evening family meeting.
所以我们有非常大的负担，早上我们有早上的警醒的祷告，白天3堂信息，晚上还有家庭的聚会。We shared
quite a bit of topics with them.
我们分享了很多的题目。
But the utmost priority was given that they may be encouraged and strengthened to go out and preach the gospel.
其中最重要的题目就是要来鼓励他们，装备他们，使他们可以传福音。
And now 2 more scripture portions, and then I will go into some pictures and some short video clips.
我再讲两句圣经，然后我就分享一些照片和一些录像。
We saw that Paul was sold out for winning souls.
我们看到保罗是这样子要来赢得灵魂。
But let us see what is in the heart of our Lord Jesus.
但是让我们来看看主的心里面在想什么。
Turn with me to Gospel according to Mark chapter 8 and verse 35.
我们来看马可福音第8章第35节。
Mark chapter 8 verse 35 reads, 8:35.
马可福音第8章35节。
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
So here we see Lord Himself elevates gospel at His own level.
我们看到在这里，主把福音放到他自己的一个位置上。
He says, "If you will lose life for my sake, that is good. But if you are ready, willing, and more than willing to lay down your life for my gospel's sake, it is even grand."
如果你愿意为我失掉生命很好，但是如果你愿意为福音丧掉生命，那就更加的好。
And one more scripture, the same, Mark chapter 10 verse 29.
我们再看一处圣经，也是马可福音第10章29节。
And then we read, "And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land, for my sake and the gospel's."
耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，人为我和福音撇下房屋或者弟兄姐妹、父母儿女、田地。”
Now we must feel the burden upon our hearts.
我们现在必须要感觉到放下我们心里的负担。
If I ask how many of us are ready to become a martyr for the Lord, who wants to lay down your life for the Lord?
如果我问你们中间有谁愿意为主作为殉道者，为主失掉生命？
Most of us will be willing and more than willing to lay down our life for the Lord Jesus.
很多人都愿意举手，愿意为主来失掉生命。
But how about if someone may ask, laying down, dying for the gospel's sake?
但是如果问问有谁愿意来为福音而失掉生命？
I believe this has not dawned in our mind or in our heart, or no one has asked about it, or we are unaware of this kind of scripture portion of great utmost importance for believers' lives.
但是也许我们没有想到，也没有意识到说，在圣经里面还有这样一节重要的经节。
And but now the time has come as we all are earnestly waiting for our Lord's return.
但是当我们在这里迫切等到主的再来的时候,
we tell His return is imminent.
我们知道他的再来是非常近的,
and we have the hope in the Lord's table. It says, do this till I return.
我们在主的, 面前有这样的一个盼望, 说主说你要做这些等到我再来。
But the Lord has told us this also, that unless the gospel is spread in all the corners, everywhere throughout this world, I am not going to come back.
但是我们也知道说，主说了，如果这个福音没有传到地极，我也不会。And
we, each and every one of us, we are obligated and we are required to preach the gospel.
但是我们每一个人也有这样的一个义务，要来传福音。And
whenever the thought will come in our mind, or we have a desire to preach the gospel, enemy himself will stand in front of us and discourage us, dishearten us, frighten us.
但是当我们有这个想法要传福音的时候，仇敌也会来吓唬我们，也会来让我们失望，或者是丧气。
Doubts and fears will flood our mind, and it will go in our heart and will paralyze us.
有些疑惑，有些害怕也会进到我们的思想里面，甚至让我们瘫痪。
And we will give up those ideas, those desires, we will put it on the shelf.
我们就把这些想法放下来，放到书架上去。
And that is why we need the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We know, I don't have time to go into all this, but on the day of Pentecost, these fearful disciples, as they shut up themselves in their homes, but the power of God rested upon them and they become courageous. They were bold and courageous to tell the mob who killed the Lord Jesus.
当在五旬节的时候，这些门徒本来是非常的害怕，他们把自己关在屋子里面。当圣灵降下来的时候，他们是这样子的勇敢，来向众人来传福音。那些把那像那些人把主钉在十字架上的人来传福音。Even
Peter with all other apostles stood up, raising his pointing his fingers towards this big mob, thousands of people, telling them, "You killed my Lord Jesus, but God the Father has raised him from the dead."
甚至把彼得还有门徒们向那些众人指着手来问，跟他们讲说：“你们把主钉在了十字架上，但是神已经叫他从死里复活。”Heavenly
Father has raised him from the dead.
天父已经让他从死里复活。He
was so bold and courageous.
他是这样子的勇敢。The
same power we can apply or use it. It is at our disposal to preach the gospel.
我们也有同样的能力可以用来传福音。
Many hurdles and hindrances and obstacles and opposition and persecution will stand in our way to stop us. But if the joy of the Lord is our strength, no one can stop us. Me and Daisy, we experience all the big list. As Paul himself has given his list, so far in 2 years we have our own list, what we have faced and other things, but the joy of the Lord remained our strength.
我和我的姊妹真是经历了很多的难处，但是主的喜乐是我们的力量。
The planes in Nepal were old planes, 48 years old planes.
那个在去尼泊尔的那个飞机是非常老的飞机，48年旧了。
The two-engine of the fan kind of planes, very scary to ride.
是有两个引擎的，是非常吓，坐那个飞机非常的吓人。
Especially Pokhara and some other places, the pilot has to land and take off the plane by his eyes. They don't have those equipments.
那个飞行员是没有仪器的，他们只能凭着他们的眼睛来飞这个飞机。
And with the help of China, they built a big airport in Pokhara, the same city. And the very first week, one crash was there, just one minute away from the airport.
在那个地方，中国政府建了机场，但是。 那个飞机飞起来之后，一分钟之后就坠毁了。
So many things, but as I will see some pictures here, I can narrate some testimonies or stories related to that.
我可以借着这些图片来向你们讲出一些见解。
First of all, it was difficult for us to go to Nepal because initially they were giving the visa upon arrival.
首先去尼泊尔就非常的困难，因为要到了那里之后才能拿到签证。Just
by the grace of the Lord, Daisy noticed just 1 month before our going that they have changed the rules. Now we must obtain the visa before going.
但是在那个我们在去之前一个月之前，那个政策就变了，我们必须要在去之前拿到那个签证。
And that we had to send our passports to New York, and by the grace of the Lord, in a timely manner, we could receive it back.
但是借着主的恩典，在我们及时的拿到了我们的那个，我们把护照寄到纽约之后，及时拿到了。
One of our Nepali Hindu convert friend, whom we know since 20 plus years, when he heard that we are going to Nepal, he offered his brand new, fully furnished house that you may go and dwell as long as you want.
在尼泊尔有一个弟兄，是认识了20多年的弟兄，他把他一个刚刚盖好的完全。 装备好的房子给我们使用，让我们可以随时的住，住多久都可以。And
before going to Nepal, we phoned the Nepali embassy in Houston, said, "Can we go directly to the house, or do we have to quarantine?"
在去之前，我们就问了尼泊尔在休斯顿的领事馆，说我们是不是可以直接去那里，还是需要隔离。And
he says, "No, you can go directly to the house your friend has offered."
你可以直接去到那个房子里去。
So here we came to the airport, Bush International Airport, and the Korean man having a file says, "My protocol tells you must have a reservation in the hotel for 1 week or 10 days at least."
但是到了机场之后，这边跟我们说，你必须要有10天的在宾馆的那个预定好。We
could not even check in our bags.
我们甚至都不能够把我们的行李托运。
And so Daisy took out the phone and opened up Kathmandu, the capital of Nepal's hotels, and by faith she pointed one and took one, reserved one.
所以我的姊妹就在机场里把手机打开了，在尼泊尔当地的地方订了一个宾馆。And
then paid for it.
也把钱交了上去。See,
usually our tendency when we are going somewhere, if you have 1 month, 2 months, 3 months ahead of time, you will just check how many star hotel is this, how many reviews, what kind of reviews. But here, when urgency comes upon us, we have to go and take steps by faith.
所以通常来讲，你们要去哪里，一定是看看那个宾馆的，它是几星的宾馆，它的评价怎么样。但是现在我们只能凭着信心，在那里当时就定下了宾馆，凭着信心迈出了那一步。
And we took a step of our leap of faith and choose one hotel, and Lord never disappointed us.
我们就凭着信心选了一个宾馆，但是神真的没让我们失望。
But in His foreknowledge, Lord also knew that the beautiful, brand new, fully furnished house has some initial requirement, and it is not ready for you.
主也早就知道了，那个为我们准备好的房子实际上还没有达到要求，还有一些要求要达到。
I would like to go for the first picture, please.
你看看第一张照片。
Yes, this is the brother and sister, Nepali Hindu convert. They came to America and got saved, a long, powerful testimony how they got saved. But they were living in San Antonio initially for many years, and then for a few years they moved to Austin.
这是从尼泊尔来的那个从印度教转为成为信徒的，他们先住在。
For almost 18, 19 years, every Christmas evening, they will invite us to their home or the rented hall, where he will gather 65 to 110 Nepali Hindu people, and we will give them the gospel.
差不多有18、19年的时间，在圣诞节的时候，他会邀请60到100多个尼泊尔的印度教的信徒们，他希望我们给他们传讲福音。
And so they offered their house unto us. Next slide, please.
他们就把他们的房子提供出来。
This is the view from that beautiful house. This house was built on the mountain.
他们的房子是盖在山上，是非常的美。
And we were blessed to stay in this house.
我们能够蒙福住在这样的房子里面，这个房子在山上。
But Paul tells to Timothy, says, as a good soldier, suffer hardship.
但是保罗跟提摩太说，作为神的士兵要遭受苦难。
When we went there after staying 7 days in the hotel, there was no heater found in the house at all.
但是我们在宾馆住完了7天之后，我们在这个房子里发现根本没有暖气。
Our friends lived there during the summertime, and then the house was empty. And so in the evening, we had to send the guard, security guard, to get a heater.
我的朋友是在夏天的时候盖好这个房子的。
Freezing cold weather there in the month of January.
在1月份的时候，晚上是非常非常的冷。
The walls are made out of, the whole structure is made out of cement and concrete. So the walls becomes like a ice.
那个墙大概就像那个冰一样，非常的冷，是。And
so, wherever we go in the house to the different places, we will carry the heater with us.
我们不管到在房间里，不管走到哪里，我们都带着那个加热器。
Our brother mentioned to his friend to put the what they call geyser in the bathroom, but the entire family of his close friend was sick with COVID.
我的朋友跟他另外一个朋友说要在厕所里装一个什么东西，但是那个朋友全家都因为新冠而生病。
And he could not do this.
他就不能够这样做。
Next slide, please. This is a picture of that house from outside.
这是那个房子的从外面看的样子。
Next, please. This is the cord, and there connects the coil. The next, please. This thing. To warm the water. There was no hot water at all in the house.
这是那个管道来加热那个水，因为房子里没有热水。
And to my quick fix, this was the easy way.
这是一个非常简单的，最短的时间。
I might have used this in India maybe 35 plus years back.
我35年前可能用过这个东西。
But I don't know, somehow I might have overheated or whatever. It fell off from the cord.
但是这东西掉下来了。
And could not use it.
我也没有办法用它。
Next slide. Then we started using this kind of equipment to boil the water and put it in the bucket and take shower.
这样我们之后把这个小加热器加热水，然后放在那个缸子里面，我们可以洗澡。
Next slide, please. Okay. So hardships are always there, and we have to go through this. Then the faith will come alive.
这个困难总是在这里，我们要经过这个，然后让我们的信心才能够活出来。
In the morning, as usual, as Indians taught by the Britishers, we required our bodies required tea, a British tea with the milk.
早上的时候，我们印度人随着那个英国的风俗，早上我们总需要喝。
Yeah, they says go and find milk. I said we are on the mountain, and where in the world I will go down all the way in freezing conditions and find the milk. But I cannot survive without the tea either. And so I bundled up myself and went out the house. And I took maybe 5 steps.
我就 把我自己裹好，然后出了门，走了五步。
Next door, Hindu couple was playing badminton.
我的隔壁的邻居在打羽毛球。
And I asked them, where can I find milk?
我就问他们说，我哪里能够找到牛奶？
You will be amazed to see the faithfulness of Lord even in this kind of minute or small matter.
你就能够在这么小的事情上都能够看到主的信实。
The man said, "You see, in the valley, I have a dairy farm."
他说，你能在那个山谷里吗？我在那里。
Next door neighbor has a dairy farm, and he ran into his house and brought a pouch of milk. And since that day, every day morning, he will deliver milk to us.
他就回家拿了一桶的牛奶。从那以后，每天早上他都给我一杯，给我一桶牛奶。
So our right-hand side, this neighbor was so much useful and helpful to us.
所以我的右手的这个邻居是这样子的帮有帮助。
Oh, this slide, yes. So then after the sister you saw in the previous picture, she came to Nepal and she was with us for 2 months.But she also fetched her parents from another big city to be with us.
这是前面那个照片的弟兄的姊妹，他把他的父母从另外一个地方也带到尼泊尔。
Now I think he is 93 or so.
他可能已经93岁了。
But they are Hindus.
他们是。印度教，新印度教的人。
Right, and we had ample opportunities to present the gospel to both of them.
我们有充足的时间向他们传福音。
Next slide, please. We preached a lot of gospel to the cab drivers, and they keep this kind of idol on the dashboard of the car, and then we ask about it, and then we share the gospel to so many drivers.
我们跟非常多的那个开出租车的司机传福音，他们的驾驶牌上都有那样一个偶像。
As usual in India, also in Nepal, my wife needed some tailoring work, and she found prayerfully two tailors, and she time to time met her and her friend and gave the gospel in its entirety.
我的姊妹需要改衣服，她也遇到这样的改衣服的人，也向他们传福音。
So this neighbors were on our left-hand side neighbor.
这是我们住在我们左边的邻居。
A young couple.
是年轻的夫妻俩。
And when we went into their house, I saw first time in my life a big collection of liquor and what they call whiskey and all this kind of heavy drink.
在我进了房子之后，我发现有一大堆的那个各种各样的酒。
And pointing at those bottles, we shared some good news to them.
指着这些酒，我就向他们传福音。
By the trade, he was a jeweler, so wealthy man.
他们是
jeweler.
他们是做首饰的。
And we befriended them very well.
我们跟他们做了非常好的朋友。
Next, this is the father you saw.We gave the gospel and he started reading the Bible.
这是那个他们的年轻人的父亲，他们我向他们传了福音之后，他就开始读圣经。
Next, please. These are the strongholds, the temples, the mandir, we call in our language temples. This was, I think, on 2,800 meters of height on one big mountain, Chandragiri.
这是他们的那个庙宇，这个差不多有28米高。
Yes, and these are Hindu temples, and they have strongholds of gods and goddesses, all this demonic power.
这里的是他们印度教的庙宇，里面有各种各样的神像。
Next, please, brother. These are some pictures about those strongholds. Next, please. This, I was fascinated to see this. It was a big golden calf. As Aaron came up with that, the same thing, they have it.And as big as this, the same kind of very powerful stronghold of the enemy, the devil, is established on this mountain.
这我看到这个金牛犊的时候，我想到亚伦所做的金牛犊，也是筹集在这里所做的工作。
It looks very small, and people are devotees to this kind of things. Let us go to the next slide to see how demonic this figure is.
就是这里的人在拜这些偶像。
Yeah, see like this. And I have taken up close picture, video of that man, but no time to show that. But the whole country is fast bound with the chains by this kind of demonic forces.
这是整个的国家都被这个仇敌的势力所捆绑。
But the good news is, the report tells in last 4 years, Christianity has grown in Nepal 5%.
但是在过去的四年的里面, 基督徒的, 已经在尼泊尔增长了5%。
Wherever we went, brand new, first generation Christians we found in the churches, in our assemblies.
在那里我们找到第一代的基督徒。
And many, many missionaries are there staying, risking their life in Nepal.
很多的服侍神的人也在那里面来兼顾那里的教会。
Next slide, please. This is one of the gods, they worship demons.
Yes.
This is even very vicious kind of goddess. Behind this is demonic forces. Next. There were two weddings, and we were invited in that wedding, and we had opportunity to meet the people and share the good news. Another thing, before we go to the next one, this is one of the, I think, wedding celebration. But because of the father and mother came to the house, they have a big family, and so many people started coming to see them in the house, and we had opportunity to give the gospel to each and every family members and individuals who came there.
因为有很多人到这里，所以我们有机会向这些人来传福音。
Next, please. Okay, this is an American missionary. They are of our son-in-law Paul's age and Grace's age, and his name is also Paul, and his wife's name is Amy.
这是Paul和Amy，他们全家是在美国传福音的。Since
5 years, they are in Nepal.
他们在尼泊尔待了5年的时间。They
lived in the same colony we lived.
他们跟我们住在同一个地方。
And when I started getting some excitement in my voice, the sister says, please, don't speak so loud about what we are doing.
当我开始激动说话声音大的时候，姊妹总是跟我说小点声，小点声。
Yeah, so they are doing a wonderful work.
哦，他们是在做一个非常奇妙的工作。
Daisy befriend them, and next slide, please.
我的姊妹跟他们成为非常好的朋友。
Daisy prepared a wonderful meal and invited them for, I think, lunch.
我的姊妹带他们来吃饭。
The little one, the fourth one, was born in Nepal.
第四个小孩，那个小小的，是在尼泊尔出生。
Right, and they are from Arizona, one of the church, Potter's Church or something, and they have 3,600 missionary. They have sent 3,600 missionaries all over the world.
这是在亚利桑那的一个教会，他们向外面输送了3,600个传道士。
Next slide, please. These are some occasions we met different people and preached the gospel. Next, please. This couple lived in Australia. And they are big fan of Brother T. Austin Sparks. How many of you have heard the name? As we are greatly blessed by Brother Buxing's ministry and Brother Watchman Nee and Brother Stephen Kong's ministry, they have on the life fingerprint of Brother T. Austin Sparks everywhere. But Lord spoke to them and they have moved back to Kathmandu, the capital of Nepal. And they have given us some contacts in Australia one of these days, as the Lord willing, we may end up going there. They have given us some context in Australia.
Next, please.
This is a faraway place where we went by car, having a lot of driving. Total maybe 11 and a half hours driving from place to place, non-stop. Where this brother had become paralyzed because of the stroke, and we could encourage him.
我们开车差不多有11个小时之久的时间，这位弟兄是因着中风而瘫痪，我们在这里来帮来鼓励他。
As usual, Daisy ended up reading many books there while we were away from U.S. in India and in Nepal.
我的姊妹在那里在印度和尼泊尔，她读了很多的书。
In Nepal, she read three books written by one brother.
在尼泊尔，他读了一个弟兄写的三本书。
And whatever was mentioned in that book, his own testimony, the brother who wrote the book, mentioned 6-7 people's name. He was one of them when he was young.
在那本书里面提到了六七位人的名字，这个人就是其中一位，当他小的时候。
And we were excited to see, oh, we met these people about whom this brother is mentioning in his testimony.
我们非常的激动，我们见到了一个在书里所提到的一个见证人。
Next slide, please. These are some preaching in different places.
这是在不同的地方传福音。
Next, please. This is in the capital, Kathmandu, a big assembly.
这是有很大的聚集。
These couples, they were so much helpful to us. So Daisy, as usual, invite them to have more fellowship and food.
这对夫妻对我们帮助非常的大，所以我准备请他吃饭。
Leaders of one church.
这是教会的领袖们带弟兄姊妹。
Yeah, this is the only Gujarati man. We are from Gujarat, India, state Gujarat. So this is the only man we met from our state Gujarat. Our dialect is the same. He's teaching, and his wife is Nepali. He has married a Nepali sister. They are teaching in a Bible college.
这对弟兄姊妹是我们是从印度的一个在吉亚里这个地方来的，他们是从我们来的地方而来。这个姊妹是尼泊尔人，他们在那在圣经学校里教书。
Next slide is the same couple. Sisters everywhere love Daisy so much.
所有的姊妹们都非常爱我的姊妹。
Yeah, somehow they fell in love with her, maybe her modesty, maybe.
很多姊妹都非常爱我的姊妹，也许是因着她的。
But we were very much encouraged to see this kind of gestures and this kind of love towards us.
我们非常被这样子的爱所激励。
Next, please. These are some groups. These churches are in valleys, or some are on mountains, remote places.
有些教会是在山上，有些教会是在谷里面，是非常
遥远的地方。At one place, one brother was telling brother, on those mountains there are 7 assemblies of ours.
有个弟兄跟我说，在那个山上有我们7所教会。
Next slide, please. These are some groups. There was a funeral. One Nepali man who was in Japan, and he became sick with terminal cancer disease.And came back to Nepal, and someone gave him the gospel. And just 6 months before he died, he became a Christian. He believed in the Lord.
这只是一个葬礼，一个人，他是在日本，他从在日本得了癌症之后，他就回到了尼泊尔。有人跟他传福音。在他死之前的6个月的时候，他信了主。
And as we were giving the word of God, people from their homes were leaning like this and hearing the gospel message.
当我们来传福音的时候呢，他的家人就从上面在专心的在听。
Next slide, please. We could encourage many young people who gave themselves in full-time work.
我们非常受激励，因为很多年轻的人把他们自己交。
Most of the work is in Brother Boxing's ministry, hundreds and hundreds of assemblies.
他那里有是 Austin Spark 的这个团体。
Brother Boxing.Next slide, please. Randomly, I went into this big hospital. Two young sisters, 14 and 17, 13 and 17, were holding each other and crying and weeping. And somebody was very sick, maybe. And then I could go to them and give the gospel and comfort them and I prayed with them.
在这个医院里面有两个孩子13岁17岁，他们在那里抱头痛哭，我就把福音传给他们。
So whenever we are out there, we have experienced the book of Acts in action.
我们在那里就实实在在经历了那个使徒行传。
Lord will just lead you random places without your knowledge.
神就带我们随机的到这样那样的地方。
Next, please. Oh, Okay, this is a testimony about the book of Acts in Action. From Nepal, even from America, we were determined that after finishing in Nepal, we'll go to our state, Gujarat, in India.
我要给你们讲一个见证，在尼泊尔，我们决定了从尼泊尔回到我们自己的家乡。
And there, one sister who met us in America started calling us from South India in a Hyderabad city.
有一个姊妹在我们在美国时遇到一个姊妹，从她的南印度打电话给我们。
And she started telling us we have 32nd anniversary of our ministry. Would you please come to Hyderabad?
在这里我们有，我们在这里服侍32年了，能不能到这里来？
We have 3 days special meetings.
我们有3天特别的聚会。
And before she spoke to us, we received the guidance from the Lord. You are not going to Gujarat, but you are going to Hyderabad.
在她打电话之前，主已经向我们告诉我们，让我们。
And we stayed in Hyderabad for 3 months.
我们在那里待了3个月的时间。
Hyderabad is the headquarters of Brother Bak Singh's powerful ministry.
在哈德巴是巴克弟兄的总部。
This is in the next slide, please. We could even go to the King's College. These are young missionaries, and they're training them, and we could encourage these missionaries.
这是这个圣经学校，这里的年轻人要来服侍。
Next slide, please. Next slide, please. We could, if you remember, Professor Bhairappa, 10 years back, he was coming here. And through our prabhupada.com, he got saved. Brother Hailong and Sister Alice end up calling us, says, would you please help them? And they got saved, him and his son and his daughter, and his wife was already a Christian.
10年前,
yeah. This professor, Bhairappa, was a visiting professor, came to Dumble Fellowship.
10年前这个弟兄在这里做访问学者，他的妻子、他的儿女都受尽。
And so we had a desire, if we go to South India, we want to see them.
所以我们决定说，如果去那里，我们一定要拜访他们。Next slide.
Okay. So we went to their home after 10 years. The daughter is 21, the son is 23, and they are a vibrant, very good Christians.
这十年了，我们去他们家拜访他们，他的儿子儿女都是非常好的基督徒。
This is from India, I think. We could find Nepali churches in India, also in Hyderabad. Next, please. There is a big organization in India which is called India Every Home Crusade. Hundreds and thousands of missionaries are prepared and sent in India for the mission work.
有成千上百的,
India Every Home Crusade.
是叫, 在印度每一个家庭的,
And so that's why. Yeah. And so this couple we met there, they are from Katy. Next slide, please. So when we came back, they invited us for the housewarming. And this is the same couple we met there.
Next, please.
Next, please. In Punjab, one place, we could not keep up because we were on the march, going. So one brother wrote where we went, whom we met, what we did, what is the name of the town, and all these things.
Next,
this is Brother Bak Singh's headquarters, Hebron. Brother Bak Singh used to eat with his co-workers on this table. And we were so privileged and honored and blessed by the Lord to spend 1 month and give our services in that big assembly.
我们是这样的，我们可能会有一个月的时间在这里面聚集。
2,000 to 3,000 people gathers every Sunday.
每个星期天都有3,000人聚集。
18,000 to 20,000 people watch these meetings all over the world. And it is told that Hebron pulpit don't need introduction. This pulpit, when you preach from that, it doesn't need introduction. You are now known everywhere. And so humbly, we have received this grace from the Lord, and as if the Lord is telling us, go where I send you, go where there is a need.
所以在这里我非常谦卑的蒙主的恩典来带领主跟我说去到我需要的地方去
We never wanted to go this place initially After 1 month we went there And then Lord started opening up the doors for us
我们从来没有想过要去那里但是在那里待了一个月之后主把门打开
Next please This is the Baxing's tombstone or we can where he was buried It's a huge It looks very small but It's a huge marble.
这是巴克森弟兄的这个坟墓，非常的大。
The next slide, please. This is in north of Punjab.
这是在北边。
One sister who was related to Brother Baxing, after she saw me and Daisy doing service in Hebron, when she back to her place far away, she started calling us, "Please come to my state, Punjab."
一位姊妹打电话跟我和姊妹说，跟我的姊妹说，你们来到我们这里来。
By the way, Daisy was used maybe 1 dozen plus times among the sisters, even in Hebron and other places. My wife was used. She spoke among the sisters.
我的姊妹也对很多的姊妹来服侍来讲话。
Sorry, I'm rushing. Next slide, please. Next, please. There we found 7 churches and the. We covered all these 7 churches in 7 days. Drove a lot.
7天的时间，我们再拜访了七所会所。
And next, please. Sometimes we reach to some place very late, it's pitch dark, and then we will eat our late dinner.
比如说，我们到了一个地方之后，就已经非常晚，我们只能吃一个非常晚的晚餐。
These are some very precious believers. Next, please. Even some weddings were there, and this is as you are here. Would you please write the first invitation card to the Lord that as He was present in Cana, He may come in our wedding, and then the next to your mother-in-law.
有些人让我们给在婚礼上让我们写信给邀请信给天上的神，如同主耶稣在迦南参加宴席一样。
We found this book there where there are 5 generations mentioned by name. Of mommy's 5 generations.
我们在那里找到一本书，是我的妈妈的五代以上的人的名字。
Yeah, this is published in 1933.
在1933年发表的。
Next, please. There's a big group in Jehovah Shammah, another city where Brother Baxing started the work.
这是巴克斯弟兄在那个城市里面开始的工作。
And for 1 week we were there. They kept 4 days special meetings for us.
在那里待了一个礼拜的时间，有4天的特别聚会。
These are the elders of Jehovah Shammah. It's a big place. Next, please. This is the invitation. Next, please. This is a special meeting. Yeah, they came to see us off in Hyderabad at the airport. Next, please. We could have some time with the brother whose ministry is among blind believers.
这是一个弟兄，他的服侍在眼瞎的人中间。
Next, please. Next, please. These are all many assemblies we visited. Next, please. Next, please. Next. Next, please. This size of churches are there. Our assemblies are there. Next, please.
这是一个会所。
This is the Bible College. I mentioned that.
这是那个圣经大学。
Next, please. These are the leaders, some of the leaders.
这是教会的带领弟兄姊妹。
Next, please. Next, please. This kind of churches are there.
这是一个教会。
Our assemblies. This kind of small assemblies are there also.
这是一个小小的教会。
Next, please. Yeah, very small assemblies. Yeah, next in the mountain. Yeah.
这是在山里面的一个小小的教会。
Next, please.This is another big assembly where we preach. This is the Pokhram. It's where the plane crash happened. Next, please. The style is there. On the ground floor, they have meeting. The second floor has guest room and office and all those things. And on the third floor, they have kitchen.
这是一楼是聚会的地方，二楼是
住的地方，
三楼是厨房。
Some preaching. Yeah. Next, please. Next, please.See here also she is holding Daisy's hands. Next, please. Next, please. These are some churches where we went. Next, please.
这是我们所去的教会。
This again the same thing. Okay, yeah, then I forgot to tell. Then after the funeral, where I preached in the funeral, we had to go back to their house and continue encouraging the family members.
到那个葬礼之后, 我们又回到他们家里面,
and there, four relatives of the one who died received the Lord Jesus.
And
next, please. Next, please. This kind of view, just some of this in the beginning there. Next, please. Daisy spoke in Jehovah Shammah, so they had one picture with her there.
这是我的姊妹在那里传讲的地方。This
small assemblies are there also.
这是一个小小的地方。
They are faithfully serving the Lord. Next, please. They are serving the Lord also. You can see Mandarin written Chinese. China has a very strong grip on Nepal. Last year, Mao group has won the election.
去年毛泽东派赢了那个竞选。
And so it may change the way in which we are doing the gospel preaching there.
那就会改变我们在那里传福音的方法。
So keep this in prayer.
可以在祷告里纪念我们。
Seven churches gathered in one place, and they brought their believers who believed in the Lord Jesus for baptism. And this sister, 92 years old sister, was also baptized, and I had the privilege to baptize them.
有七所的教会在一块聚集，很多人受浸，是在那里受浸，很多信徒在那里受浸。这是一个92岁的老姊妹在那里受浸。
I just want to finish this quickly. Next, please. That's it. That's it. Thank you so much, brother, for your diligence. There are videos, but there is no need of looking at those videos. But we thank and praise the Lord that at every step of our way, Lord was with us. And we could bring Daisy's mom with us also. And you all here and in West Office and in Austin were praying for us so diligently. Even on a weekly basis, they were keeping track with us. What is the prayer request, brother? What is how we should pray for you? And so I believe, me and my wife, we believe firmly that whatever Lord could accomplish is because of all your fervent and steadfast prayers for us. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much, for you are the author and finisher of our everything. Faithful is he who has called us, who will also perform the things which he has desired for from us. Celebrating your great faithfulness towards us and towards your people and towards your work, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Sorry, I have taken some more time.